Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday night was a mess in the Bronx. You talk about a New York Yankee team that had Will Warren fighting and playing hard and pitching tough and getting out of jams. It was a lot of traffic, but Will Warren did the job that needed to be done to put the Yankees in line to win. You get Giancarlo Stanton with a huge home run after earlier in the game. Cody Bellinger and Austin Wells get the solo home runs. They're up 3-2. You're in a good spot. And then the bullpen comes in and just blows the game up. And the defense continues to be as awful as ever. And this time, it goes to Paul Goldschmidt. This time, it's the former MVP, part of Plan B that's been so successful for the Yankees. Paul Goldschmidt, that's your guy. And he, listen, I'm not going to crush him for the ball that goes over his head in the, you know, in foul territory. But on the next play, a ground ball gets hit to him and he throws home and puts the ball basically in the stands. And I've heard a lot of conversation about who's the best first baseman in New York. And how Paul Goldschmidt defensively is so sound, one of the best in the game. Well, let me tell you something about the best defensive first baseman in New York or whatever. Paul Goldschmidt, he's lost it. He's a singles hitter. His defense has been good, but on Friday was part of the dismantling of the New York Yankees. On a day when the Yankees go out and trade for Ryan McMahon to bring in and help and solidify the defense, they prove why it's so such a big deal to get good defense everywhere. Listen, we know the Yankees have power. We know the Yankees can put the ball in the seats. I mean, that's how they scored their runs today. It's legitimately how they scored 4 of their 5 runs. Solo home runs. That's what the Yankees do. There's no more actual approach to like, hey, let's hit the ball in the gap. Let's get the ball on the ground. Let's try to move to drive in some runners. Let's figure out other ways. No, it's home run or bust. Anthony Volpe gets a home run today. Guess what? He's still batting 140. Over the last 30-plus days. And I listened to, you know, Jack Curry on with Devin and Tiki, and there's no plan at shortstop. There's no plan. It's Volpe's the guy. Jason Dominguez is the guy in left field. Just let him cook. It's like the WNBA ad. Let them cook. Well, I'll tell you this much. They're cooking up garbage, hot garbage. That's what's going on right now. The Yankees are going to find themselves in the World Series. I guarantee you that. They're going to get back to the World Series. But they're not going to win a World Series playing the way they do. Playing poorly fundamental baseball. You're not going to win that way. The fundamentals for the New York Yankees is as sloppy as ever. Whether you're trying to pick off guys going, like, I mean, Will Warren tried to pick off somebody at second base, and I can't tell if it was his fault, or but Volpe's flying in the air trying to catch the ball that's going to second base, and thank God Chisholm's there to back him up. But everything they do is sloppy. Everything they do looks wrong. There's only so much Aaron Judge can do. There's only so much Max Fried can do. And that's what keeps the Yankees going. They have some of the best players in baseball. That's no question. That's not even a question. That's not even up for debate. Aaron Judge, best hitter in baseball. Max Fried, one of the best pitchers in baseball, was on the way to potentially being the Cy Young this year. Carlos Rodon has pitched him into that top 10 list as well for starting pitching in the American League. But then you just have sloppy defense on a regular basis. And now, here's the other thing to that too, right? So it's what, the seventh inning, and, you know, Luke Weaver's in there coming in to help Tim Hill get out of this, you know, cluster bomb that he put together. Runner on second and third. Like I said, you had Paul Goldschmidt, who missed the ball in foul territory, right? Then Paul Goldschmidt throws the ball to home, but throws it completely over Austin Wells. And then the following batter, JT Realmuto, crushes a bomb into the left field stands. So, like, yeah, there's defensive flaws, but on the other hand, too, Luke Weaver, you didn't have to put a ball right over the plate. You didn't have to cough up a home run after that debacle. You could have got out of it. And Luke Weaver's been really bad. I know that the last four outings have been better for Luke Weaver, but since his return, he has not been the same pitcher. He just hasn't been. And then you can go through Ian Hamilton, too, of going through, you know, the eighth and ninth inning. The Yankees had two outs and no runs given up in the eighth and ninth inning, and yet somehow the lead went from 6-5 with two outs in the eighth, top of the eighth, to 8-5. And then the ninth inning comes up, and there's two outs, still the same score, 8-5, and then before you know it, two outs, couple more Bates hits, 11-5. The Phillies scored five of their 11 runs in the eighth and ninth inning with two outs. That's disgusting. I mean, and Trey Turner, by the way, was on a 1-2 pitch, and Ian Hamilton lost him and walks him, and then Kyle Schwarber makes him pay. Why are you pitching to Kyle Schwarber? I mean, you have Trey Turner 1-2, and you're playing games with Trey Turner. Attack Trey. Kyle Schwarber's the threat. And he puts it right in the seats. It's pathetic. 888-808-1019. The Yankees right now, I know that the Blue Jays are in first. They're playing good baseball. The Yankees are going to find a way to be that number one seed again, make the playoffs, no problems, get back to the World Series. I feel it. I feel it because it's so bad right now. I feel them just finally going to get a hot streak and eventually get back into the groove and find ways to win because that's what they've been doing all season long. Like, this isn't new. This is from last year. This is from the World Series. And they still find ways to win. Based off the fact that they have some really good players on their team. But it's all lopsided. And I love this stat, by the way, that I came up with. I know they traded for Ryan McMahon. And I heard, again, Evan laid it out perfectly how DJ LeMahieu, couldn't play anymore. He couldn't play third base anymore. And basically caused the Yankees to basically get rid of him because he could not play third base, refused to play third base because his body couldn't take it anymore. So they ended up having nowhere to put him, and they cut him. Yet, when you look at, and I understand Jazz wanted to get to second base. That's his spot. He's more comfortable there. Okay. But in the last 87 at-bats between DJ LeMahieu, between Anthony Volpe, Yordan Vivas, Oswald Peraza, the only one who was hitting was DJ LeMahieu. He was batting 310, 320, 754 OPS. Maybe one home run, nine RBIs, whatever. Singles hitter. He's producing. He's hitting. In the last 87 at-bats, he was hitting. Anthony Volpe was batting 133 with an OPS of like four and change. Oswald Peraza batting 125 with an OPS of like, 380. Vivas didn't even have enough at-bats to get like 65 at-bats or whatever it was batting. Was he batting 140? So you have this infield of youthful crap that you lay out every single day that defensively are no good and offensively are giving you zeros. But that's what they're running out every day? That's what they're rotating through? You're telling me the New York Yankees can't do better? You're telling me that Anthony Volpe is going to have to play shortstop the rest of the season because they can't find a better option? What, because you can run into a home run here or there? They're a major league ball player. At this point in time, everybody should be hitting double-digit home runs. That's what you do. If you're playing every day, to hit double-digit home runs is not a shocker. It's not, ooh, he can run into one. No, he should run into one. He should. So I'm not impressed when Anthony Volpe gets a solo home run here or there, gets a couple home runs in a game. That's all he does. It's home runner out, home runner out. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. But again, this is the team. It's going to find themselves in the World Series again. Can they win it? They're going to have to do a hell of a lot more at the trade deadline. Because Ryan McMahon's not it. A guy who last year, after the trade deadline, batted 197, I think his OPS was 570 with four home runs and 16 RBIs. With the last 2 months of the season, we know his numbers away from Coors are not that great. We know his numbers at Yankee Stadium are not that great. So this is the guy they brought in. Hey, he'll solidify the defense. That's great. Is he going to be able to hit for the Yankees? 888-808-1019. Let's get to these phone calls. Get us Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 5 a.m. We'll get to the Mets too. Awesome win.
They made a trade themselves too. But as a Yankee fan right now, as a Yankee fan, what do you want? Because this is the toss-up. Do you want the youth to play and fight through their issues, which there are a ton of them? They can't hit and they can't field. Or do you want the vets to be here and play? And have their bonehead plays too. Have their bad moments, like Paul Goldschmidt. Are you trading your youth for upgrades? I need to know, because I think this is a crossing point right now. You could do a couple different things. Obviously, there's the buyers. You can go and buy. You could sell. Or you could stay pat. Which one of these Yankees? 888-808-1019. Let's get to John in Staten Island. John, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, you guarantee the Yankees are going to the World Series.
I do, yeah.
I like to smoke what you're smoking, because I tell you, I mean, this team has no relief pitching, okay? They're garbage. They have nobody other than Aaron Judge. I mean, how do you figure this team's going to be the Tigers, the Blue Jays? First of all,
let me tell you something about the Tigers. They are a fake and phony team. They have some of the better starting pitchers in the league, and their relief pitchers are really good. Their offense isn't that great. And let me tell you something. Their starting pitching has been a little worn out, and their relief pitching is getting worn out too. Tommy Canley's come down to earth. Look at his numbers. He had a 2 ERA for the majority of the season. About in the past week or two, it jumped up to a 4.8. Their relief pitchers are starting to get tired. So that team is not as good as you think. I'm telling you right now. Now, as far as the Yankees go, the Yankees are almost the same team as they were last year. This is the same.
Really? I think they're missing somebody with the number 22.
Really? What about Plan B? I thought Plan B was such a game changer for the Yankees.
Nah, I never said that. And I tell you, anybody with a half a brain would have never said that. I mean, this team reminds me of the Rangers in hockey, where they're going to be struggling just to make a wild card, and then they're probably going to fade out at the end. I don't even think they're making the playoffs this year.
No, they really don't. Listen, and here's the thing, John, and this is where it's so odd for me to sit here. You're right, for me to sit here and complain about this team and then say that they're going to go to the World Series. But that's the American League for you. The American League is,
I mean,
not
to guarantee
right
at the point they're at right now. I mean, they're 5.5 games behind. Even if they're not winning the division, there's no way they're going to catch Toronto at this point.
Why?
I don't think so. I mean, they're going to have they're dropping too many games. I mean, they don't have. Big George around,
it's not about George.
Their sons don't know how to run a team.
That's fine, but it's not about George. It's about Cashman. Cashman's got to figure this thing out, and what he could do is this. You start to hold people accountable, and guys like Jason Dominguez and guys like Anthony Volpe, if they're not doing their job on the field, then they get off the field and they get sent back down to the minors. And
Cash won't do that. He hasn't figured it out. He's had this job for freaking way too long. He hasn't figured it out.
He got you to World Series last year.
Ryan McMahon.
I listen. I'm not a fan of that. I agree with you, John, and good call. I don't disagree with you. I think that the Ryan McMahon trade is so overblown. It's a name that they've talked about since last year, and he's somebody that is arguably, you know, a 20 home run hitter playing in Coors Field, doesn't have a high batting average for a place where you can hit the ball anywhere on that field. It just goes. It flies. And he's struggling. Like, batting 217 right now. It's not what you need. It's not what you need. It's an all-or-nothing player. You don't do all-or-nothings. I'll tell you right now, if I was Brian Cashman, But before I say that, actually, because we got to take a break, I'll tell you after the break. How about that? If I'm Brian Cashman, I'm going to tell you after the break what I would do. 888-808-1019. It's amazing because the Yankees are still going to get back to the promised land. But what team can get you over that hump? Remember, the Yankees were in the World Series last year with an awful defensive team. That's not new. That's not new at all. So how do you go and win a World Series? We'll get into it. 888-808-1019. Stuart Marty, we'll get to you guys after the break.
888-8- Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
808-1019. Pete off with you on the Fan. You could always follow us and listen in. And if you miss anything at all, go to the Odyssey app, hit the rewind button, go back and check it out. If you miss anything from Keith McPherson, go again to the Odyssey app, listen back. He came on right after the Yankee game, after the Yankee post game. I'm sure he was laying it in on that disappointing 11-5 win to the Philadelphia Phillies, which could have helped both teams, by the way. I mean, selfishly, I'm sitting here going, just win so the Mets have it easier. And yet, no. Yankees don't want to do that. They don't want to play nice. As we know, it was a rough week as far as celebrities. Ozzy Osbourne passed away earlier this week at the age of 76. And Ozzy, if you know anything about me, I'm a big music head, big music nerd. Big grunge guy in the early 90s. That's really my creme de la creme. That's where, you know, a lot of my musical interests start. But I went to Ozfest pretty much almost every year. Like, that was my thing. Like, we go to Warped Tour, we go to Ozfest, we do a bunch of different tours. That's where I discover a lot of new bands and stuff like that. So, like, a big metal head and stuff. Like, not big metal head per se, but big into the scene, I guess. And, you know, at that time, Ozzy was already like, you know, it's the late 90s, early 2000s, and Ozzy was already a huge established, you know, star, but had gone through his ton of issues, you know, whether it was drug related or whatever the case is. And at this point in time, too, if I'm correct, they started doing the show like around 2000s, the Osbourne family. And it was kind of not a joke, but it made him look more humorous, more of a character. And the one thing I will remember, always remember about Ozzy, no matter what, you know, this guy had his issues, whether it was because he couldn't remember the song lyrics or whatever the case is, whether he was really screwed up, you know, and just his memory was bad. The whole thing about him on stage, they had like three or four different teleprompters with the bouncy ball that went through every single lyric. So like he'd run to one side of the stage, come back and look at the TV. Go to the other side, look at the TV. Like, and he, oh, that's what he would do. He'd basically, it's like karaoke. Ozzy Osbourne was basically singing karaoke to Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne songs. But it didn't make a difference. He still crushed every single time I saw him live. And that last show that he performed where they wheeled him out, and I laughed. I'm like, I can't believe they're wheeling this guy out. What are they doing? I didn't realize that was the last time we were going to see him. You know, that was the last show he was really going to do. Because they always talk about, you know, whether it's Black Sabbath, whether it's, you know, Billy Joel. You name the artist. How many times do they do, like, their final tour, their final show? And then they put out another album. And it's like, well, this is the final time that they're going to tour for this show or this album. Like, there's always something else. And again, even when they wheeled him out and he sat on that chair, Ozzy Osbourne sat on the chair and didn't move, but just still performed amazingly, sang great, held the audience, which is always what he had such stage presence. The crowd loved him. I didn't think it was going to be that quick. You know, you knew that he wasn't healthy. You knew he had his issues. You knew he had his Parkinson's. But you didn't think it was going to be that quick and that would be the final time we see him. And it does feel empty. It's so weird. It feels empty, like you're missing something. And same thing with Hulk Hogan. Like, you know, I know he's got his bad the bad stories about Hulkster, but just from what you remember about Hulk Hogan in general about his wrestling, he was bigger than life. He was the reason why so many people got into wrestling and WWE. And it feels like you're missing something. It's a very odd feeling, and I got to be honest. We've lost so many people in life. You know, every day somebody else goes. It is what it is. It's life. And yet somehow, between Ozzy and between Hulk, I feel like it's a little bit more empty this time. We truly are missing something, missing someone. And, you know, there's always going to be somebody, the next person that comes in and takes their place and fills their shoes. You know, they're never really going to replace them, but they're going to be the next rock star, the next pop star, whatever it is, or the next big wrestler that takes over. And like The Rock, for example, you talk about who has taken over for those shoes with Hulk Hogan. It's probably The Rock. He's Hulk was the first one, but he wasn't the last. You know, the Rock is now turning into a household name, just like Hulk. I mean, listen, and I'll tell you this much: no offense to Hulk, but The Rock has been in more successful movies than Hulk Hogan ever was. I mean, Mr. Nanny was great, but that wasn't Moana. I'll tell you that much. And Ozzy's been in his movies too. Like, you think about it, I'm pretty sure, what was it, Little Nicky with Adam Sandler? I haven't seen Happy Gilmore 2 yet. I've heard good things about it. But, you know, Adam Sandler always had a soft spot for Ozzy Osbourne. And he had him in Little Nicky. And there's a lot of celebrities or comedians or actors that were very appreciative of Ozzy. And he was, you know, I was around him once or twice, but I don't have any pictures. I was a very anti-picture guy. I would never really do that. I never felt the need to do that. Just being there in those moments were cool. I don't remember. I know that he was there for a couple of shows that we did, but I don't think it was a long moment. I think we were just passing, kind of crossing ways, but nonetheless, Ozzy Osbourne, Hulk Hogan. Rest in peace, boys. I did tell you and tease what I would do if I was Brian Cashman. And this is how you're going to fix this New York Yankee team and the story. And I know it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Because there's no simple way in sight. Because you're going to have to make a decision on a couple things here. How are you going to build a youthful team? Because that's the goal, right? That's what it seems like the goal here is you want to get younger. You want your prospects to start playing. How do you do that and win? And I think the only way to do that is you're going to have to make the decision to cut ties with at least one of them. You know, we're talking about George Lombard, who no one wants to get rid of. Well, if that's the case, then maybe it's time to call him up. If that's the case, maybe it's time for him to come up and Anthony Volpe go back down. And if it comes down to a left fielder, maybe it's time that Jason Dominguez gets set down and you go for a guy. And I know, listen, I know these aren't sexy picks, but let's put it this way. In Colorado, there's a guy named Mickey Moniak. He's not all that exciting. You're not going to sit there and go, ooh, wow, Mickey Moniak is unbelievable. I want Mickey Moniak. You don't even know who the hell he is. But he's a guy. He's got like 15 home runs on the season. He's batting about 270. His OPS is definitely over 800. He plays a solid defense. The past 3 years, he's definitely gotten double-digit home runs. He's someone that is like that Anthony Benintendi type of player. That he's only 27 years old. He's been in the league since 22, but he's 27. He's kind of finding himself. I know it's Colorado, so we already know that Colorado has a little bit whatever. You know, it's easier to hit over there. But the point is go for somebody who's going to give you consistency. Consistency. That's what you got to look for. We know that these kids, like I said earlier, can run into a hit here or there, can run into a ball and put it out of the ballpark. It's just not often enough. And if they're not getting that, they're not doing anything else. If they're not getting those home runs, you're doing nothing else. So, Jason Dominguez, he's a liability in left field. If he's not going to be your DH, send him back down and make him work on his left field skills. And you can sit there, well, no, he's got to work it out here. He's not hitting enough to work it out here. Same thing with Anthony Volpe. There is no reason why the Yankees can't go and get veteran players for one more year. Veterans who are good defensive veterans that are going to be able to help you defensively. Because here's what it comes down to. If you do have the pitch starting pitching, which I believe they do, and again, I'm not sitting here and telling you that Will Warren is you know going to be seeing real innings in the playoffs. But he's proven that he's not a bad pitcher for the regular season and is going to help you carry you to the playoffs. And as long as Fried and Rodon are healthy, and if you could ever get Luis Gil back, you do have three of the better starters in the baseball. In the American League.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But the only way to win games with a team that's all or nothing is to play good defense. Because you need to be able to win tight games. Yesterday was a winnable game. And again, I'm sitting here saying, get some veterans, get some veteran guys that can come in here and play shortstop or play left field. And yet, your one piece at first base, who's a veteran, former MVP, Paul Goldschmidt, is kind of the reason why you lost the game. But that's also because he was somebody who was kind of done last year. He's on his way out. Doesn't have a lot left in the tank. I'm not telling you to go get the 40-year-old veteran who's got one more season left. I'm not telling you to get that. I'm not asking you to go and get, hey, Anthony Rizzo's got 1 or 2 years left. Let's bring him in. No, no, no. Bring in a guy who's played 5+ years in the bigs, who can play the position, who's contact hitter, who can make you win games and help you win games defensively. And if that means that Jason Dominguez and Anthony Volpe are not going to be on this roster for the next couple months because they get to get sent down, so be it. So be it. I mean, I don't understand why this notion is because they've been called up, they have to stay here and they have to work it out here. I don't think that those two players specifically are going to help you in the playoffs. I think they're going to be a bigger issue. I think they're going to cause a bigger issue come playoff time. And you need to get back to the World Series. I keep on saying they're going to make the World Series. You need to get to the World Series. Because that's the only way to get. That's where you were last year. You got to get back. 888-808-1019. Let's take a phone call before we take a break. Peter is in Lawrence. Peter, what's up?
Hey, Hoff. How are you? You are so true. You know, you remember in the 50s when they brought in guys like Enid Slaughter and all those.
I got to be honest. I don't remember Enid Slaughter, Peter. I'm sorry. I don't.
Well, he was a champion on the Yankees team under Casey Stengel, who invented the platoon system. But as I look at Volpe's record and Dominguez's record, my one question is, isn't it time if Spencer Jones does the job in AAA, bring him up, see what he can do, and where is McMahon going to fit in the lineup? Who's he going to bat behind or in front of? Can you remember, he reminds me of Nettles. His left-handed bat, and his home run power.
Who was that you said?
Ryan McMahon.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. No. Not even close. And I'm sorry, Ryan McMahon is maybe a better defensive glove than anything else, but he's just not. He's not the ideal. He's an upgrade from everyone else that you have. I mean, and this is the problem.
True.
When you have the bar so low, he's an upgrade. But that's not
the problem.
Well, no, it is a problem. It's a huge problem. When you set the bar so low, it just, you need to be able to set the bar higher, no? Like, hey, let's bring in Ryan McMahon. That's not a way to say, hey, we have a better team now. We are building a team that's going to be able to compete long run in the playoffs. You need to upgrade this a lot more. And that's what I'm saying. You have all these young kids. The bar is so low at the moment. The bar is so low for a lot of these players. Your young talent that you're relying upon is not good enough. Raise the bar. At least bring in some veterans that are going to be able to come in and put you at a level that defensively you're sound. I know this is stupid, but like Jose Iglesias, I'm not saying to go get him. He's not a shortstop anymore. He's more second base. But that's the type of player where defensively, you can live with someone who at least plays the position well.
True. How come they didn't go after Arenado?
I think that they believe that his offense is completely kaput. Defense is fine. Too much money for the next 3 years. And good call, Peter. Too many years, too much money for really no offensive production anymore. That's the issue with Nolan Arenado. Another sloppy game versus Philadelphia, a game that was there for the taking, a game that, you know, between Cody Bellinger, solo home run, between Austin Wells, solo home run, and then even after the Phillies tied it at two, Giancarlo Stanton hits another solo home run, makes it 3-2, and you're like, not bad, Will Warren's getting through it. This team is getting through it. They're fine. This is going to be a good Friday at the ballpark in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium, and then all hell broke loose. And then Paul Goldschmidt is throwing the baseball into the stands, trying to get somebody out at home, and everything just collapses again. Just because that happened, just because that took place. Just because Paul Goldschmidt decided to throw the baseball into the stands and past Austin Wells did not mean that Luke Weaver had to lay a cookie over the plate and let JT Realmuto crush a 3-run home run into left field. Like, that didn't have to happen. Like, that's part of the issue, too. It's, yes, the defense is bad, but then the pitching can't help them out. And they just give up big hit after big hit after big hit. The last... You know what? In a game that's a tight game, that the Yankees, you know, only allowed two runs in six innings, and then the last three innings they gave up 10 runs. It's too much. It's too much. And Cashman's got to get to work, and he's got to get that. He's got to get bullpen help too. Like, and this is the problem right now with today's baseball. This is everybody. This is not just the Yankees. This is not just the Mets. This is baseball in general. The fact that your pitching can't go deep into games, that your starting pitchers can't go deep into games, it depletes your bullpen. Every team is going through it. There's not one team that's not going through it. But when you have these deficiencies defensively, everything happens at the same time. Everything just like breaks apart at the same time. Pitching can't go deep. Even though Will Warren did a hell of a job, he actually did go pretty, for me, for somebody who watches pitchers only go five innings tops, to get into the sixth inning was fantastic. Tim Hill takes over, got out of it, but then seventh, eighth, ninth inning, between Hill, Weaver, Efros, 10 runs. 10 runs? Ryan McMahon is not going to fix that. Ryan McMahon is not going to fix that. Let's get your phone calls at 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman with you on the fan. Let's get to Marty in Milford. Marty, what's up, buddy?
Hoff, man. So I was going to open with something else, but listen. So Ozzy transcended like metal music.
Yeah.
And broke through the top of the charts. It's crazy what he did. There wouldn't be Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, Anthrax without what Ozzy did.
Yeah, no, you're right, 100%. He was well ahead of his time, let's put it that way.
The Hulkster created the WWE that we watched today.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love the Hulkster, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to keep on moving. The Yankees can't play like regular baseball. So I went to like an old man beer league softball game last night. They played better defense than the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
It's actually hard to watch the New York Yankees play baseball. These guys get paid a lot of money to come out here and play baseball. And their defense is totally deplorable.
It's weird because, you know what, like we saw Jazz move from third to second. And like, okay, that's going to cure a lot of stuff. But, up until now, Ryan McMahon's going to hopefully solidify that defensively at third base. But it's been everybody. Everybody is just playing. It's like contagious right now.
It doesn't matter who it is. They can't catch a baseball. They can't catch pop flies, dude. Like, they can't throw the baseball. They throw the ball around the diamond. It's Little League stuff. I think BT could throw a ball. Like, he could coach better right now.
Yeah. Okay.
But, like, Peraza and Vivas, man, like, we have to do something here. We got to move these guys.
Well,
you know?
Vivas is already going down. Efros and Vivas got sent down already. They, after the game, and good call, Marty. After the game, everyone was saying that Efros and Vivas were packing up and they were getting sent down to make room for McMahon. And I'm not sure what other move is being done as well, if there's going to be another move as well. But those two are already out of here. So, listen, with McMahon, you didn't need Vivas anymore. That's good. But now, what do you do at shortstop? Do you give Volpe constant freedom at shortstop? Like, that's your position, and you could do whatever you want? I don't think that's the case. I think you need to send the kid down. I think you need to talk to Jason Dominguez and maybe send him down, too. Because it's not just the defense. The offense is not consistent. And I understand everyone complaining, well, you got to give them time. You got to give them time to get, you know, acclimated in the bigs. Well, Anthony Volpe's had 3 years. I know Jason Dominguez, this is his first full year, and he's still young. You do not have to commit to those two this year. When last year you were in the World Series and your goal is to be better every year, you do not have to commit to those two to get back to where you were last year. And the more you watch them defensively, the more it's like, Cashman, help, please.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.